For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is the first instance where we've talked to an author of fiction on the Drug Truth Network. I'm proud to welcome Don Winslow, the author of The Power of the Dog. Don, your book of fiction is not quite fiction, is it, sir?
Well, most of it is based on reality, unfortunately. So I would say about 90% or more of the things that happen in the book actually happen in one form or another during the course of the last 30 years.
I'm not one who has time these days to read fiction, but I found myself compelled to finish the book because that truth you speak of is so compelling.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a bit about some of the component parts. There is just an ongoing, to this day, battle at the U.S. border on the control of drugs. Tell us about the book, sir.
Well, you know, the book really started for me a few years ago, and I picked up a newspaper and read about a massacre, I guess there's no other word for it, in Ensenada of 19 innocent men, women, and children that was part and parcel of a drug cartel operation. And I got to wondering, you know, how did things get this far? How could that happen? And so I launched into this research on the drug wars, and I discovered that if you wanted to understand what happened in 98, you had to understand what had happened in 93. And to understand that, you had to understand what had happened in 85. And then to understand that, you had to understand what happened in 1975. And so I basically constructed a book that takes five characters from 1975 up through the present and try to look at the drug wars through a number of different perspectives.
You talk about the massacre, but there's also just individual acts of terror and abomination that make this drug war function. Tell us about some of the other gruesome details they'll witness from that drug war by reading your book.
Well, you know, one of the interesting kind of dialogues I kept having with my editors is they'd look at some of these incidents and say, boy, that's over the top. And I'd say, yeah, I think so too, except they really happened. And so, you know, you have the incidents of a woman being beheaded and her head sent in dry ice to her husband, her children tossed off a bridge to their deaths in Colombia, the murder, which of course really happened, of a Catholic cardinal in Guadalajara, the massacre by right-wing troops of peasants in Colombia. And, you know, I'm afraid that all of these things are connected with the war on drugs.
Well, once again, we've been talking with Don Winslow, the author of The Power of the Dog. Don's on a book tour, and he'll be in Houston at Murder by the Book on May 12th. I urge you to get a book and learn from it. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.